There's no time to be careful. We're late.
Three,
two, one. Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast bonus Christmas episode.
Ho, ho, ho.
My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, my friend, how are you?
I am very well, Terry, in the festive spirit. And
happy
you?
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Are you in the holiday season?
I am getting there. Quite close to it now.
Me too. Let me ask you this. Have you gotten any Christmas shopping done?
You know what? I did a bit this evening. Where a lot of people are not doing presents with this year. To make it a bit easier with the stuff going on next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm being very cryptic about this. But
What's he talking about, folks? Stick around to find out.
Come back next year. We'll let you know.
Yeah, I haven't done a thing Christmas shopping wise. Well, I've gotten some of Joni's big presents. Got her a bike, which I have to put together tomorrow. Hopefully that all goes smoothly. I doubt it will. And we got her an easel with like some, you know, canvas and paints and that sort of stuff. And there's a few other things anyway. But I'll feel a lot better once I've got them done, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I went in. I got part of my dad's present. I got most of my dad's present, got some of my mom's present, got the kids' presents. Oh no, I got Rosie's present. I didn't get Sam's yet, or Holly's. And I think Faye's just a voucher, and my mom's a voucher as well. Like so, I do them on Friday, and then
Nice. I have no idea, to be honest. At least you know what you're doing. In some way, I literally haven't given it a thought. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, time to relax. And I was like, the anxiety levels are up to 90. Like.
And on that note, what episode have we got for them today?
We have the bonus episode of Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire. Season 1, episode 1.
Yes, sir. I actually forgot that this was the very first.
Well, I know you're a man who enjoys a bit of trivia, Andy.
Oh, yes.
It was written 8th. But aired
first. Oh, really?
Yes. And the first episode was supposed to be the episode with the babysitter bandit. I believe it.
Oh, really?
Called Some Enchanted Evening. That was supposed to be the first episode, but I think it was they had some production deal and it got delayed by like 6 weeks or something.
Oh, so they went with this one.
To December. So they said, when we get into it, you'll notice like the first thing I had written was like Simpsons Christmas special, but it's like the first episode.
Yeah. That's what I thought was weird. Like I about maybe 10, 15 seconds in, I was like, am I watching the right episode? Am I going to get to this podcast and be like, what did you think? I'm going to be watching a completely different one. Actually, the very first one that I downloaded like was in like Italian or something like that. At first I was like, what's going on? And then they're all speaking Italian. I was like, oh, God damn it. I had to download a whole other one.
They don't do another Christmas-themed episode till, I think it's season 5 or 6, maybe it's 7 even, where it's
really?
the try and save. That's right, Dad Bradger. Nah.
Was that the next Christmas one?
That's the next Christmas episode they do, so it's like a big, gap between them.
That's crazy. I was literally going to say what you're about to say. Was it that it's the only Simpsons episode aired in the 80s?
In 1989, yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. How long ago was that? 28 years?
Yeah, jeepers Christ.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Nearly to the day.
And it also got an 8.2 on IMDb.
Ooh.
Rating.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Was that in 1989? Oh, no, of course, there was no internet back then.
What?
That's current day score?
Yeah, that's current day, yeah. Huh. I can't imagine a lot of people are still updating the scores on it now. But...
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 95 was the next time they did the Christmas episode.
That's crazy. I'm surprised, because it was really popular even before then.
It aired on the same date, would you believe?
December 17th?
Yes.
Unbelievable. This episode, if you are after a bit more trivia, Terry, had a Nielsen rating of 14.5 and was viewed in approximately 13.4 million homes.
That is a huge number for, like, the...
Yeah.
It hadn't really got its footing or anything. It was, you know, a bunch of shorts from the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah,
like, and it's just,
and wasn't premiered. It like, was it the first like was it specifically for kids at the time, or was it billed as like an adult animation?
No, Tracy Ullman show was like an adult comedy thing. Like, she still, I think she still has a sketch show, or she just finished up a show. So hers is more, it was kind of like a fast show type thing or something like that. Like, you know,
and they had
like
clips
kids,
of The Simpsons.
Like, I watched Fast Show when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was, kids will watch it.
Could,
like,
I'm sure kids could tune in and be amused, and the parents could also be amused. Yeah.
But apparently Fox was nervous about the show because they were unsure if it could sustain the audience's attention for the duration of the episode. And they proposed doing 3 7-minute shorts until the audience sort of adjusted, but in the end they gambled and gave them 13 full length episodes. It's kind of the first animation, correct me if I'm wrong here, Terry, but like the first animation to sort of be on like a mainstream be on like a mainstream channel.
No, I see what you're saying.
Stop making that face. is it an audio podcast,
Andy?
Yeah. Just trying to let people know that I'm not laughing.
Say, like, from what I can think of, like aimed at, I guess, like non-children, like, I guess adults.
Yeah, or adults as well. Whatever. There's definitely some adult jokes in it, which we'll sort of get into more. Or like more adult themes, I suppose, you know.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, Terry. I'm a little light on the trivia for this one, unless you have any gems.
No. That's.
Shall we plow right in? Shall we Mr. Plow on in?
Hey. We're doing season one. We're not doing season four.
You know I can't resist a pun.
So I guess we'll get started. It starts off, no couch gag, which is...
Interesting. Actually, no, mine didn't. I was going to say mine did have a couch gag, but that was the Italian one that I watched. So that clearly would have been the wrong episode anyway.
Ah, okay. So it wasn't even the Christmas special, so to speak.
No, it had that. No, yeah, the Italian one was something completely different. The Italian one did, but I don't think that was the right episode, to be honest. But no, on the proper one, no, it didn't. It just had the Christmas opening or whatever.
So it starts off with Homer and Marge belting it down the, I don't know, like, kind of reminds me of like the road from, you ever seen Goldeneye?
Of course.
Oh, okay, so you remember the road where he's like, he knocks over all the cyclists?
Yeah.
One of those type of like mountainside road almost.
Yeah.
Like. And they get to... they find out they're late to the school play, the Christmas school play. There's a lot of Christmas tropes here that they tick off in quick succession.
Please go on.
So Christmas play,
yeah,
a la Home Alone 2.
A la Home Alone 2. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Stay with me here. So that's the first one. Why don't we try and, as we're going,
okay,
mark them off.
But hold on. Is this Home Alone 2?
Yes, Home Alone 2. When the,
but,
when Kevin McAllister ruins the Christmas play.
Yeah, but...
like, it's a, this, it's a trope of Christmas movies, Christmas...
Yeah, but wasn't Home Alone 2 later than 89?
I'm just saying it's a Christmas trope.
I thought you meant it was like a direct thing. I was like, no. I'm pretty sure that came out after, buddy. Anyway. should we play that technical difficulties music?
I'll come back with a new co-host.
It's like, and we're back, just a completely different voice on the other end. Great point, Andy. Anyway.
So, Homer and Marge are trying to get... they get into the auditorium. They're trying to get in without causing too much of a scene. But, of course, their seats happen to be in the middle of the aisle. So, they are, you know, forced to stand on
everybody. Excuse me, pardon me.
Did you notice the names that Homer shouted out to? As he was
just Norman, I remember. Was there more?
Hey Norman, how's it going? You got Jack here too, huh?
That's a really good impression of season one Homer.
How are you doing, Fred? Oh, excuse me. Oh, pardon my galosh.
That's perfect. Pardon
and
my
then
galosh.
You get Skinner. Version one of Skinner.
Yeah.
Wasn't that wonderful? And they do this. I kind of forgot about this. All I had in my head when this school play was happening was do the Bartman. That was all that kept going through my head.
Oh, really?
Just that was the only other time I remember like a school play, choir, whatever.
Jeez, remember that?
But they do.
That was huge.
They do. I look at it, aged terribly.
It did, yeah.
When you look back on it.
Little shit.
But when we look at it here, it's the Santas of Many Lands, presented by the second grade class, Lisa's class. And there's the German Santa, gives presents to good children and whipping rods to the parents of bad ones.
As you do.
And then we get a little appearance by somebody in who's credited in the script as Boy. Did you notice who he was?
Was it Ralph?
It was Ralph, yeah.
I literally have in my notes. That Ralph, is it? Question mark. Because that ain't Ralph.
Ralph Wiggum, Japanese Santa. And he starts going on about he's a Japanese priest that acts like Santa, who has eyes in the back of his head. So children better behave when he's nearby. So far, no laughs from me.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I wonder if all those Santas are true, though. I wonder if that is what they believe.
Based on Matt Groening's, like, his school.
Oh, right. That must
they
be true,
did something like this, like all these others. Huh. Right, though, like, you know, there's all these, the Krampus and, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Krampus.
Yeah. How can I forget?
There is all these sort of inversions, for lack of a better word, of Santas from different countries.
Can I say at the next part, Lisa's part, where she's Tawonga, the Santa Claus of the South Seas, couldn't be less Lisa, first of all, that dance, like she's doing some sort of, I don't know, tribal dance.
I have it in my notes that it actually is consistent with Lisa.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Like
doing some mad. And I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you what as well. The like at the end of the dance where she sort of slides. It's like she's not wearing anything.
Now,
she's not wearing anything under that, and it's only.
And my one has a bra on it. It had a bra, and I thought the bra might have been. You know, why are they showing what a little 8-year-old girl in a bra? But I did notice in the note in the trivia that it said apparently she was supposed to be in a bodysuit.
Oh, right.
rather than that, but it's a flesh colour.
That's leaving a lot for the audience to.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pieces for us to put together.
The version I had, she had like pink cups or whatever like that.
And but then
on her chest.
But then below, it's below the chest as well, underneath the grass skirt, whatever. Because it's like it's one of those like it's not a proper thing. It's only like 12 straight lines down from the waist, but like there's nothing it's underneath. And she slides like crotch territory. First. I know. I'm just saying that's their mistake.
Yeah. Okay. You seem really.
Look, I'm just saying. I'm just calling it how I see it.
I couldn't stop taking notes around this point because I was like, I just want to see where this episode takes. Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, I didn't take many.
I said there wasn't nothing had grabbed me so far. I hadn't laughed yet.
Yeah.
And then we go to Skinner saying that the fourth grade class will give us a medley, a medley of holiday favorites. Oh, you got me. And they're doing Jingle Bells and. Did the same thing as a kid. It was always that.
Changing the lyrics.
Jingle bells.
Batman smells. I tell you what.
Joke, it, Robin laid an egg.
I not only didn't laugh at this. It annoyed me greatly. It's aged terribly. yeah, it was one of those. I was just like, yeah. I don't know. It was very, very, very old fashioned. Or very, I was going to say very 90s, but it wasn't technically the 90s, but, you know, it's been
done. No, it hadn't grabbed me yet. I was like, oh, maybe. So then we jump over to the Simpsons household. Marge is writing a letter.
Yeah.
And she talks about how, and I like this bit of continuity anyway. Snowball 1 is dead.
Yeah.
Run over. Didn't tell you by who, like, that it was the mayor's
son or something.
Son-in-law.
Yeah,
or,
son-in-law, I think.
Yeah, Clovis, if I remember, yeah. From that unaired Halloween episode.
Part of me thought, actually, I wasn't sure what we were going to be getting into when we said the first episode, even though I knew you said like that it was like a Christmas one, but I thought it was going to be one of those really old, you know, like, now, Homer, don't you touch these cookies, you know.
Let's all go out for frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Clean as a whistle, Homer. Oh, that's sort of shite. But I was pleasantly surprised, even though the animation was very old, but it wasn't, like, mental old.
No. There's parts of it where you're like, eesh.
Yeah, I know. True.
So she goes on about... Grandpa's still alive, feisty as ever.
I was expecting a bit of a cameo and from Maggie, Grandpa at that moment. It was like, no, just continuing on.
Just there.
Yeah.
But the continuity is there that Homer is an arsehole. He's giving out to her for writing a letter. You finished that stupid letter
yet? He's like, straight away, that's one thing I had. It was like, Homer the jerk. He's like, first of all, he's like, March. Have you sent that stupid letter yet? Like, what's his fucking problem?
I'm back. Like.
And then she's like, happy holidays. March, where's the extension cord? Like, this fucking brute.
But then she's like, oh, it's in there, whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a big kid. I love Christmas so much.
Jerry, that impression is spot on. I'm sorry. And what's he saying? Is I was like, I'm just a big kid. At that point, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, he's a little, well, like he's just a big kid, so that excuses all his behavior. I did like, now here's where I got my first smile of the episode.
Okay.
Where she asked for the letters of the kids, and Bart, she's like, I'll send them to Santa's workshop, and Bart says, oh please, there's only one fat guy that brings his presents, and his name ain't Santa.
That was, I thought that part, and then the next part where Lisa's list just says a pony, and Marge says, like, I've been telling you, Santa can't fit a pony through a sleigh, can't you take a hint? And I think, like, the fact that Bart said that, and then Marge says that to Lisa, it's like a real sort of, like, a little thing of, like,
my God.
Yeah, like, one for the adults, almost.
Yeah. And then Bart says he wants a tattoo, for some reason.
Yeah.
I did like as well when Marge says, you're not getting one for Christmas. Yeah, Homer's like, yeah, if you want one, you have to pay for it out of your own allowance. And then the phone rings, and we get a call between Homer and an unnamed person on the other end of the line.
And I'll stop you there, Terry. Let me stop you right where you stand, Terry, because I've got a clip of said scene, so we will play the clip and come back to you after this.
It's your sister.
No! Hello?
Hello, Marge. It's Patty. Selma and I couldn't be more excited about seeing our baby sister for Christmas Eve.
Well, Homer and I are looking forward to your visit, too.
Somehow I doubt that Homer's excited. Of all the men you could have married, I don't know why you picked one who's always so rude to us.
Good one, Dad.
Okay, kids, prepare to be dazzled. Marge, turn on the juice! What do you think, kids?
Nice try, Dad.
Just hold your horses, son. Hey, Simpson!
What is it, Flanders?
Oh, do you think this looks okay?
Oh, you need a...
It's too bright. You're Flanders. What a big show-off.
They haven't changed a bit, have they? but seriously, I have to say,
how did you feel about that exchange?
I thought, like, Patty, I never heard her sound more depressed. You know, it's like, yeah, it's Patty. It's like, you know, Selma and I couldn't be more excited about seeing our sister.
I like the exchange. I don't know why, it just tickled me when she's like, Marge, please. He's like, who is this? Can I speak to Marge? Like, it's our sister, isn't it? It's like, Marge there. Who shall I say is calling?
Marge, like, please. Marge, please. And the way Marge, where he's, it's your sister, and she's like, oh, hello.
Hello.
I did get a chuckle of Homer just saying where Flanders has the dazzling display, and he's like, do you think this looks okay? And then he's like, it's too bright. Straight away.
It's like, poor Homer. So the second trope, I would say, is the lighting of the Christmas lights. And of course, it doesn't come off.
Yeah, true.
And like, the
Christmas classic.
You're starting to see, yeah, it's kind of like, it's a very basic, like, Christmas story.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking bits and pieces from classic ones. Now, I'm not saying they took it from Home Alone, but like, say, like that, this thing here is like from almost like Christmas Vacation, and like,
yeah,
the whole thing with the bonus that comes up later on is kind of the same sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's a very sort of straightforward, like, oh no, I didn't get my bonus.
Yeah, it's not a complicated story. Yeah. It's a very just sort of normal everyday sort of thing.
Yeah. So, officially, we jump into Act Two, and
very official.
They're gonna go to the mall to do a bit of Christmas shopping, and Homer wants to see where the Christmas money has been kept all year. So she tells him to close his eyes. She has her secrets. And she takes a giant jar of,
like, must
not
have,
only notes,
it must weigh
but,
about
like,
10 kilos. Like, this thing.
Ow, my neck.
Just keeps it there all year round.
Yeah. Ooh, big jar this year. And Homer goes to work, and the guys go to the mall. Marge parks in the ZZ section.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
And Bart again just decides that he wants to complete disregard he is a little shit. Complete disregard. Doesn't even give it a second thought. It's just like, one tattoo, please, or whatever like that. It's like, his imagination, even though she told him no, it's like, it's the best present a mother could get, and it makes you look so dangerous.
Yeah.
But I did like the fact, like, how nonchalant your man was. He's like, how old are you? He's like, 21, sir. get in the chair.
The Happy Sailor tattoo parlor. So now it cuts over to the power plant. And again, a little recurring joke of Homer not really paying attention in his job.
Oh, yeah.
It's like yellow light, flashing red danger. Light. He's just like, uh-huh.
Keeps going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Smithers comes on screen.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows Mr. Smithers.
Black Smithers.
Blithers.
He basically says, "There's a please keep working during the following announcement." To the all,
I like that. Please keep working.
Yeah, and then Burnsy couldn't sound less like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, agreed. I was thinking, like, when we were, like, even when it cut to the power plant full stop, that it was like, because it was before I knew that this wasn't, like, the first one written. I was like, no setup. Like, it's like, here's the nuclear power plant, and then it cuts to Homer at work. Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess he works at the nuclear power plant then.
Yeah, no mention of
yeah, as you do.
But I guess if you were watching the shorts, maybe.
Yeah, I guess if you were a diehard fan, you'd know.
So they got to tell no Christmas bonuses.
Oh boy!
By Burnsy. Oh, thank God for the big jar. And then we cut over to the mall, and we see Bart is three quarters of the way.
He's got moth tattoo. Written.
Yeah. And Marge brings him straight in to get it taken off.
Has to use the money in the jar.
I don't know. Yeah, what place are they in? The local
tattoo removal
skin graft place at the mall, like right next door.
Just walks right in.
Yeah.
I did like the way your man was like when he was removing it. He's like, now whatever you do, don't squirm. You don't want to get this sucker near your eye or your groin.
The giant Christmas laser. I did like this little. I just always remember it from when I was a kid. It's like, how cool with it?
Yeah.
How cool with it? When they're back at home and the kids are like, Maggie and Lisa are like touching his
sore. How cool with it?
I just like that Homer walks in like, hey, what's this? And like touches his arm.
How cool with it? Used to be a real boss tattoo.
Boss, man.
Kids will love Bart Simpson. We want more Bart Simpson. Show notes.
Give me a Schmira Surfer.
The next part we actually have a clip of, so we'll play the clip and come back to you after this.
It's true! The jar is empty! Oh my God! We're ruined.
Christmas is cancelled.
No present for anyone.
Don't worry, Homer. We'll just have to stretch your Christmas bonus even further this year.
Ah!
Homer?
Oh, yeah, my Christmas bonus. How silly of me. This'll be the best Christmas yet. The best any family ever had.
Poor Homer.
Real down on his luck, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, he could definitely tell Marge at this point.
Yeah. Why not, like?
You know, yeah, like, just, well, it's not his fault there's no Christmas bonus, like.
Yeah, it was like, for once, it's not because of some inept thing that he's done.
Yeah.
It's just like, nobody's the getting them, so just like, tell them that your work is a joke or whatever, you know, like, you didn't mess up or anything.
I did like his reaction to when he sees when Marge comes out and like turns the jar upside down. He's like,
ah! Oh, it's true. The jar is empty.
Like, oh my God, we're ruined. Christmas is cancelled.
No presents for anyone.
So the start of Act 3, officially.
Ooh.
It's Homer and Marge in bed. Not quite as raunchy as we've been seeing on the old main podcast.
Well, which, if anything, it's been too raunchy.
Yeah. No sex fest happened this week.
Whoa.
So, Homer basically is saying how he doesn't deserve Marge and, you know, tells her how much he loves her. And he's about to break down and tell her that he was, because she keeps asking for the Christmas bonus, that he doesn't have it. And he says, I'll do the Christmas shopping this year. Which Marge, okay. And they'll talk about a fucking depressing scene. The next one.
Tell you what, Terry, let me stop you right there. Because yes, you've guessed it. I got another clip coming up. So I'll come back to you after this.
Marge, let's see. Ooh, look, pantyhose, practical and alluring. A six pack, oh, only $4.99. Ooh, that's a paper. I bet Bart can think of a million things to do with these. That just leaves little Maggie. Oh, look, a little squeak toy. It says it for dogs, but she can't read.
Oh, Simpson, it's you.
Hello, Flanders.
Oh, my, what a little mess we've got here. Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Well, let's see.
Oh, this one's mine, and this one's mine, this one's mine, and...
They're all yours.
Hey, Mr. Simpson, you dropped your pork chop.
Give me that.
Well, happy holidays, Simpson.
Gee, Dad, this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
You bet.
Poor Homer, huh?
Can't catch a break, huh? Oh, shopping, God, Christmas shopping like... for his family.
Pantyhose for Marge. Pads of paper for Bart.
A dog toy for the baby.
For Maggie. Lisa gets nothing, apparently.
Yeah, I thought that. Like, what about Lisa?
Oh, just Maggie left to buy for. And he bumps into... And did you notice how nobody calls him Homer outside of the family?
Yeah, they just call him Simpson.
Like, Flanders keeps calling him Simpson. Like, oh, Simpson, it's you.
Oh, yeah, true. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, and then later on you'll see Barney start to call him
Simpson.
Simpson.
Barney Simpson.
Also, I don't know if you noticed in the clip, but not the voice of Rod or Todd as well.
What do you mean, Andy?
Mr. Simpson. It's like you dropped your pork chop.
You dropped your pork chop.
Homer straight away, just an arsehole to kids, like, give me that.
Dad, this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Little puke.
And then Homer is in somewhere that it sure as hell isn't Moe's Tavern.
Yeah, what the hell? It was a lot less seedy than what we'd come to expect.
Did you notice that the doors are different?
I noticed that a lot of them were different. A lot of things seemed different, didn't it? I didn't single out the doors, though.
It doesn't have the push door that it normally has.
Oh, it's like an open and close?
The old saloon doors, you know those?
Oh, really?
Like as if it's like a Western-style bar.
Oh, I didn't notice that at all.
And it looks like Homer is sucking down a bottle of wine, like big giant bottle. He's like,
so and it's one of these like so down on your luck episodes. But one thing I noticed with this whole episode was like the Simpsons are like way poorer at this stage than in later seasons.
Yeah,
like he really doesn't have any money at all.
No, like. So he can afford to go drink his troubles away, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless he run the tab, like.
Yeah, true.
So, and this actually, I kind of found this a nice scene. Mo was way less of a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
He basically asked him, did somebody leave a lump of coal in the stocking?
Real like barman talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like wiping the counter
all day long. Yeah. So. Homer says, so? He says, so it's Christmas. And he gives him a candy cane.
As Mo would.
And then we get Yeah, of course. In keeping with character. We get Barney with blonde hair.
Yeah. It seemed lazy blonde to me. It was the exact same color as his skin. You couldn't even give it a different shade. It's just like, oh, well, that's his hair, but we'll just make, like, why not just make his eyes yellow and the inside of his mouth yellow and the background yellow? Lazy, shoddy, shoddy, shoddy.
So Barney comes in dressed as Santa. He says he got him a part-time job working as a Santa down at the mall. And Homer asks, can he do it? Maybe he, the light bulb goes off in his head. Barney says they can be fairly selective, to which he then belches.
Classic Barney.
So manager asks Homer, does he like children? He's being interviewed for the job. He did like this. He's like, what do you mean, all the time? Even when they're nuts? I mean, I certainly do.
That's enough.
And again, it's like, welcome aboard, Simpson.
True.
Pending your completion of our training program, that is. And Homer is in a class full of Santas.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Then the teacher, who... Do you remember who the teacher is?
Not since like season 2 or 3 or whenever he stopped appearing. Who is he?
He's like the hypnotherapist.
Hypnotherapist guy, yeah.
He's, well, like the evil hypnotherapist, I guess.
He's been evil from the start, this guy, for some reason.
Yeah.
I was kind of glad they got rid of him. Did they kill him off in the end?
No, he kind of reminds me, strikes a little bit of like... Marvin Monroe type
essence. Yeah. Who they did kill off.
God rest. Well, no, actually, they never killed him.
Huh. Isn't it?
They brought him back.
Oh, yeah,
him back. One of the episodes said, oh, I was very unwell.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so Homer wants to know when they get paid. Not a dime till Christmas Eve. Now, from the top. And I actually think the episode starts to pick up around here, where he's like, Homer's listing the reindeer. He's like, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna, Dixon? Sit down, Simpson. And the teacher is on his lap. And kind of...
I did laugh at this.
Like, what would you like, little boy? Like, you're not really Santa, Tubby. Are you little? Kind of reminds you of Cletus sitting on Homer's lap.
Or sitting on... it was Homer. I was going to say...
you've gotten picking.
Yeah. I love you, Pa.
Come here, son.
Plus, one thing that I... Like, in... Like, as soon as that scene ends where, you know, he's getting trained and all that, like, again, Homer the jerk, because, like, Homer comes home after that, and Marge is like, Homer, why are you 7 hours late? Not a word, Marge. Like, you absolute prick.
I'm heading straight for the tub. So then, there's two sisters are there, Patty and Selma. And they are, I don't know what they're doing to the kids, just like, not even squeezing them, like hugging them. They're like squeezing them like they're fruit to see if they're ripe. Like squeezing them like you'd squeeze an avocado or like a melon or something.
Obviously not used to handling kids.
Yes, of course.
Weird sort of animation.
The kids run over to Homer and he asks... He says hello to Pat himself and he asks, how was their trip? Now, do you reckon, you know the way they have history of going on trips?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he means that, or do you reckon they mean the trip from their place
to their?
Implying that they don't live in Springfield.
I would say it's so early, it's so far, you know, like as far as continuity goes, there's nothing. you know, Smithers is black, they've got like Barney's blonde, they've got all these different things. I wouldn't be surprised if like they live like out of town in this season or something like that, you know, that sort of way.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I'm thinking he must mean like, yeah, their trip to the house, like they live in the next state or something.
Yeah. So they sort of slag him for how un-Christmassy the house is. Doesn't have a tree.
Those bitches.
So Homer, yeah. So Homer decides he's just on his way out to get one. The kids want to go with him. He says no.
No.
And I like this little, gag. It's like 375 and it's like 60 and up. It keeps driving by these billboards and it's like slightly irregular. $45. And it's just like, I guess it just like cuts it down with a chainsaw.
Yep. Just an unprivate property. Like,
what do you think you're doing? Uh-oh. Then just like slings it over his shoulder. Yeah. Isn't it the Incredible Hulk like?
Wasn't there gunshots and as well at one point?
Yeah, there's dogs chasing him like.
Doesn't even bother to take the birdhouse out. So what do you think, Kurtz?
Way to go, Dad.
Shut up.
I did like that after this scene, we jump over to the back to the mall and the little boy talking to Homer. Do you remember what he asked for?
I believe it was a goop monster.
Gook monster.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was the moops.
And he wants some Robo toys, and I want a great big. Nice bit of advice here from Homer.
Yeah, it's
you don't want all that junk. You got something more important: a decent home and a loving father that would do anything for you. Hey, I can't afford lunch. Give me one of that donut.
That's like the picture takes like Santa just taking a giant bite.
Great picture. That would be a great picture to have, I think, of your child and Santa.
Yeah, Santa mid-bite of your donut.
And then we get the cool guy, Milhouse.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Milhouse, I dare you to sit on his lap. I dare you to yank his beard off.
It's so un-Milhouse.
It is, yeah.
He's like, get a load of that quote-unquote Santa.
Classic Milhouse.
It'd be
that classic Milhouse defiance.
It'd be like that quote Santa. End quote.
Transmission over. Correction. The only thing over is that transmission. The next clip or the next little scene we actually have a clip of. So we will play the clip and come back to you after this.
I hope you feel better, Santa.
Oh, I will when Mrs. Claus's sisters get out of town. Thanks for listening, kid.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
What's your name, partner? Little partner?
Well, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I'm Jolly Old Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that.
Oh!
Homer.
I want a word with you in Santa's workshop, little boy. Cover for me, Alfie.
Don't kill me, Dad. I didn't know it was you.
Nobody knows. It's a secret. I didn't get my bonus this year, but to keep the family from missing out on Christmas, I'd do anything.
I'll say, Dad, you must really love us to sink so low.
Well, let's not get mushy, son. I still have a job to do. Hey, little one, Santa's back. Ho, ho, yo! Damn it,
I did like the way at the end of that clip that he just comes out and tells Bart, like, I didn't get my bonus this year. He didn't try. I mean, he should have just told Marge in the first place, but he just says to Bart, I didn't get my bonus this year, but, you know, to keep the family from missing out on Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. So I like that. It was nice kind of scene.
Nice,
a nice father-son moment.
A nice little joke in there where the girl's like, I hope you feel better, Santa. Oh, I will when Mrs. Claus' sisters get out of town. Thanks for listening, dude.
That actually gave me one of the bigger laughs of the episode, that little line. It was just a nice little, like, he's clearly just been ranting to this poor child.
Of course, we get the most... I used to love it as a kid, and now Jesus, it's so obnoxious. What? I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I think the same. He's such a little shit. Like, he's got no likability at all in these early seasons.
I'm kind of thinking, when does he? I mean, like...
Is he ever likable?
Yeah.
He's probably the worst. Come to think of it, he's probably... Well, no, I'm...
The worst...
I was going to say the worst Simpson, but... I don't know. Lisa, Marge.
I would say so.
Would you think? But, you see...
Lisa, like...
He's usually...
As the seasons go on.
See, what I was going to say is, like, he's definitely probably the least funniest, but I will take a Bart episode over a Lisa episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. A little shit, anyway.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, I guess, by and large, they're better because of the people that he interacts with.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a Nelson or an Otto or...
Better peripheral characters.
Yeah.
So then, after all that work and lying and coming clean, Homer is finally going to get paid. And then I just thought that was just ridiculous. It was like $120, or no, it was $13.
$13.
From 120 gross.
120 gross. Less Social Security. Less unemployment insurance. Less Santa training. Less costume purchase. Less beard rental. Best Christmas club. See you next year.
Yeah, just shuts the thing. Poor old Homer.
And then Barney, he says, you can't get anything for $13. Barney, all right, 13 big ones. Springfielddowns.com. And he's going to the dog track. He got a hot little puppy in the fourth race. Want to come?
Yeah. And this thing, Homer finally almost... puts his foot down. He's like, I may be a total washout, but I'm not going to take my kid to the sleazy dog track on Christmas Eve. And then, of course, he's convinced just to go. He's like, oh, come on. He's like, okay. Like, just like that.
Come on, Simpson.
Yeah.
Again.
Said by his good friend for many years, who as we learned even in the last episode.
Gumbo.
Yeah, they've been friends since they were kids. It's like, come on, Simpson.
Okay, Gumbo. So Bart convinced him. Bart gives him a little bit of a speech. He says, if TV has taught him anything, it's that miracles always happen to poor kids at Christmas. Happened to Tiny Tim, happened to Charlie Brown, happened to the Smurfs. It's gonna happen to them.
That's enough.
He says, okay, let's go. Who's Tiny Tim? We get a when we jump over to The Simpsons, we get a glimpse of some real season one goodness here. The Happy Little Elves.
Yeah. Because I thought
counterpoint to Itchy and Scratchy, I think.
It couldn't be the more opposite. Like, I'm so glad they went in the direction of Itchy and Scratchy over this. But like, because the first thing I thought was just Maggie, but wasn't Lisa watching it as well?
Lisa watched it, but apparently Lisa, in the babysitter episode, Lisa was watching it as well.
I guess she is technically, what, 8 or something?
The babysitter band. Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
It seems very, very child-friendly for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, it's grandpa's there, not even, like, trying to put up the pretense of watching it for the kids. So they're wondering where Homer is.
Sleazy dog track.
Yeah. He said he went caroling with Bart. And then I did like this little clip when it jumps over. It's Bart and Barney. Where in the money? Where in the money? And Homer, at least. Homer's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. He really is struggling.
Like, what an absolutely miserable time. And then they, it cuts to, like, the dad and son who obviously are there. Yeah. Like, can we open our presents now, Dad? He's like, you know the tradition, son. Not till the 8th race.
Yeah. So they're going to go with Whirlwind. That's the lock. He's number 6. He's won his last 5. And Homer's not so sure. That scrawny little bag of bones. And then just as he's about to put the money on Whirlwind, gets a late scratch in the 4th race is announced. Number 8, Sir Galahad, replaced by Santa's little helper.
Straight away, he's just sign. Like, did you hear that? What a name.
So he goes to put the money on. He wants to see what the odds for Santa's little helper. What do you think of the guy behind the counter?
I don't know if I even noticed, to be honest.
He's like
sleazy.
He's like a he's like a black guy with like shades on.
I like literally didn't even notice that.
Jive, I would say, would be how.
You wouldn't expect a guy like that to be working at the racetrack on Christmas Eve.
99-1. So they put it all on Santa's. Well, actually, there's a little bit where he says, "Don't you believe in me, son?" And he's like, "Sometimes your faith is all that keeps me going."
Bart still clearly doesn't want to as well. By the way, he's like, "Oh, yeah. Go for it, Dad." I said, "That's enough for him. That's my boy."
So then we jump back over, and the happy little elves have a happy little ending. That didn't sound right.
It gets a little blue. Happy.
Annie and Sam are still wondering where Homer is.
You know, I actually thought that this scene was quite nice, just because it was like, I know Lisa's really annoying and her speech is technically annoying, but it was something about the delivery where, like, Patty's saying, like, "Oh, I'm just, you know, whatever, making, trashing your father." And she's like, "I wish you wouldn't, because aside from the fact that blah, blah, blah," and she goes into the whole thing, is like, "He's the only father I have, he's my model of manhood," and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I just liked the sort of the end of that more so. I'm like, "I'm far too young to defend myself against this." He's like, "Go back and watch your cartoon show, dear." Yeah, well, I don't know why, like, it was one of those roll your eyes Lisa moments, but I thought, just, I don't know, her sort of tone was, I'd like her to have kept that tone more throughout the later seasons when she's been all fucking preachy.
I don't know, like, I like her when she, like, say, for example, in the later, I say the later seasons, but, like, say, like when she's the babysitter.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when she's, like, losing her mind.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of stuff I find quite funny.
I've got so many great episodes to come here.
Yeah, I know. So, like, she's not fully formed at all, I don't think.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
So, we're back at the racetrack. And they're off. Here comes Shirley, the mechanical rabbit. And did you like, I mean, I'm always a fan of the naming stuff. You know,
like Dog of War.
For example, when Dog of War, Quadruped. they obviously get way better. Like, one of the names I always thought was great was Daddy's Little Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
for those ones who are like, he's like, "Here comes Yabba Dabba Doo, follow the." Oh, yeah. stuff like that. Like,
I did like the little thing of like, "And when I lock on last place, it's Santa's little helper," and then Homer using that same audio. I don't know if you noticed, like, literally within the space of a minute, like, "Doooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooo he does it there, and then he does it again like 30 seconds later, the exact same noise, stuck.
They're outside.
Now this is really desperate.
This is like
searching for winning tickets through the cigarettes and the trash. Like, oh my god, that is so pathetic.
Barney pulls up in a car he didn't have before because they walked there.
Yeah. With his big winnings of whatever it was, 6-1 or something.
It was ten to one.
$130 he has.
So he got his paycheck back. Let's go, Daria.
And they didn't even give him that of a good looking gun either. Like she seems like the sort of trash that would hang around.
Homely would be the way I would describe her.
It was like it could very well just be his wife in this weird season 1 dimension.
in this bizarro universe.
From here on, actually, we have a bit of a clip, if I may, of the Simpsons getting formally introduced to Santa's Little Helper.
Beat it! Scram! Get lost! You came in last for the last time!
Look, Dad, it's Santa's Little Helper.
And don't come back!
Oh, no, you don't. No, no, get away from me.
Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser! He's pathetic! He's a Simpson.
Maybe you should call the police.
Oh, he'll sober up. Yeah, come staggering home. Smelling a cheap perfume.
Homer!
Hold on! Look, everybody, I have a confession to make.
This should be good.
I didn't get my Christmas bonus. I tried not to let it ruin Christmas for everybody, but no matter what I did...
Hey, everybody! Look what we got!
A dog! All right, Dad!
God bless him.
So love at first sight is possible.
And if he runs away, he'll be easy to catch.
Oh, this is the best gift of all, Homer.
It is?
Yes. Something to share our love and frighten prowlers.
What's his name?
Number 8. I mean, Santa's Little Helper.
And that clip brings us right up to the end of the episode.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say, I like a lot of stuff in this clip. Like, I like the bit where he jumps into his arms and Bart is, like, asking him. He was like, he's a loser. He's pathetic. He's
also
a Simpson.
Bit of heart.
Yeah.
Bit of heart for the and purists. That's
I did notice that this episode has a lot of heart.
It does, yeah.
It has a lot. It's not nearly as acerbic as it will get.
Yeah.
As they go on. Like, and it's not like when we were saying like that American Dad type of...
Yeah, where the guy does wrong for 95%.
They just chuck it in, that little bit of heart at the end.
Yeah.
To be all the way through, running through here.
And that's harder to do, I think.
Yeah,
to keep the heart, and then it almost makes the comedy work better when the heart is done well, like throughout, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah, like there's a couple of lines here where from Patty and Selma, like when they're back at the house, she said, "Oh, he's like, ah, he'll sober up, he'll come staggering home, smelling like cheap perfume." And I was like, "What?" Like, he's out cheating on Marge.
Yeah.
It's like they've met him. They've met Homer. Like,
it's like, is he attractive or isn't he attractive as well? Like,
yeah.
Do they expect him to be able to cheat even? Pure trash.
Nice, you know, little bit. Nice little bit when he's trying to come clean and then Bart brings up the dog.
Yeah.
And they're all real happy. Nice little line as well there, Diego. What's his name? Said, number 8. I mean, Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah. Nice way to end. Bit of heart.
Yeah. Very good, so.
Shall we
get on to ratings?
Ratings? Let me ask you, Terry. What did you think of it?
Interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of describing it.
That is one way of describing it.
Not the easiest one. I'll be honest with you. It's the worst one we've watched so far this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And tonally, it's miles apart from
it's like a different
the stuff
show.
We've been watching. It's not as sharp, you know.
Yeah.
And like that. Like, but you can see... The seeds have been, you know.
Yeah, like little things of like even I noticed that at the very start, like when he's trying to find a seat in the auditorium, he's like, "Oh, they dragged you here too, huh?" You know, like these sort of like jokes that like I guess at the time would have been very original, you know, like just of like having an animation, but it's sort of like a blue collared family sort of thing.
Yeah, so like I. I'm not gonna say I hate it, but like, it's just like it's so different. Like, you know, it's
for what it is.
I don't think I could go back. Yeah, I don't think I could go back and watch like season one episodes again. Season two, there's some actually really good ones on season two.
Yeah.
Like you know, when Homer kind of when he fights the catfish, I think is like season two.
Oh yeah.
You know, like there's some stuff there. Whereas season one,
one's
it just it's a culture shock. It's not as sharp. It's not as polished.
It's just completely different. I mean, I wonder though. I was interested to hear, or was interested to get your take on it when I was watching it. What you would give this out of 10?
Give it like a 4.
4, eh?
Yeah, 4. Just cause I think they do a lot of stuff right. Like they like we talked about just there, the heart,
yeah.
And like they make Homer not a complete, arsehole or anything like that. Like there is. He has redeeming qualities. A lot of it, the stuff in it, isn't his fault. And that's something, actually, if you look at a lot of the first season, like...
It's not exactly his fault. The one where he's
trying to kill himself when he loses his job, like, a lot of it is... Like, he's not nearly as... He's a bit of a doofus or whatever, but he's not nearly as big as a jerk that he...
In which episode did he try and kill himself because he lost his job?
Remember, like, he was technical supervisor in the power plant, and then they were on a field trip, and he crashed the car into some pipes or something like that.
I don't remember that at all.
So he couldn't find a job, and then he was like, he tied himself to a rock or something. He was gonna jump off the bridge.
Fucking hell.
And and then it was like he almost got run down by a car because there was no stop sign. And then he went on a crusade of making everything safe. And then he gets made safety technician at the power plant. Oh,
right. God, I forgot all about that.
By Burns, but like...
Dark. Say the least. I'll be honest, I found this one to be a tough watch. A very tough watch.
Yeah.
And now maybe it's because I sort of tend to watch it a bit, not on the go, but like I'm generally don't watch it at home. I'm either watching it in work or, you know, like something like that. So it was one of those, like, it's not the best environment, I suppose, to watch an episode like this, but I liked it at the time. Obviously, like when I was younger, I'd sit down and watch it, no problem. But I mean, I'd probably give it maybe a 3. And that's just for what it sort of is and what it became from this. And at the time, I'm sure it was fairly, you know, I don't know about cutting edge, but
I had sort of looked up alternative ones rather than the first one to do it. Like, there's a lot of Simpsons episodes that, as they go forward, so like post season 9, say, they've started to do them more frequently. And I gotta be honest with you, they're not great. Like, there's the one with like Funzo.
Oh yeah.
Like that's one. Or like they've started doing like a sort of like Treehouse of Horror type thing.
With the Christmas ones?
Yeah, so it's like 4 or 3 different like Christmas stories.
Huh. The Christmas ones, come to think of it, have never been that on the money in The Simpsons, which is weird.
There's two very good ones, and they both fall in our one, which is the one with Dan Radka.
Brilliant.
And then the one where Bart destroys the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Little Homer's sausage. Little Lisa's sweater.
Yeah, they were great ones, actually. But this
one, those are two very good.
I mean, it was good. It was what it was, but like you sort of knew what it was going to be going into. It was a special occasion. It is Christmas, after all.
It is our bonus episode.
That's free of charge. You don't even have to pay for that one. unlike those other episodes.
We will be starting a Patreon service.
And you'll all be getting billed at the end of the month. I don't know if you have anything else to add about this.
I don't really, like I said, it wasn't really as enjoyable as the ones we had been watching. Very little laughs.
Yeah.
You know, considering we've come off a high of like Mr. Plough and
Marge Gets a Job.
Before that. Like, so we've been hitting like 3 or 4 consecutive really good ones. Back to reality with this one.
Yeah. It was.
Ugh.
But the next one that
we're taking a bath on this one.
The next one, if I'm not mistaken, is Lisa's first word.
That
when we're back,
we would be doing that one.
Back
in
to
rotation.
Normal. Absolutely. So
yes.
And that was, as I said in the last one of my favorite ones that I can remember like for a long time. So I'm hoping it lives up to it. I'm looking forward to watching that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Just a quick reminder that you can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Andy, at
putitinhpodcast. That's at putitinhpodcast.
Any tweets?
Sure.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay. I've been tweeting. I haven't gotten any tweets.
Oh, okay.
But I put up the episodes. You can find all the episodes.
Really
there,
pushing this social media platform.
Man, it is hard to get followers on Twitter. Yeah. Legit followers that aren't sex bots. Taking a bath on this. But
also like the Facebook page, and you can always drop us a message there if you want, or you know, give us a rating review. We got a nice rating review in front of the show, Mark Curran.
Thank you, Mark.
On iTunes, 5 stars.
See, I wonder if I hadn't have said that in previous episodes, would that 5-star review have come in? I like to think it would have anyway, but don't think about leaving a review if you're not going to mark it 5 stars. It'll hurt us more than it'll help us if you review without those 5 stars. On that
very
note.
Well, I had a blast talking about this one, Andy.
As always, Terry.
I may not have had a blast watching it.
As has been the case before, I had much more fun talking about it than I did watching it.
Yeah. All I have to say is thank you for
listening,
recording this with me, and have a jolly Noel.
And you, buddy. And you, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll see.
Sorry.
Little